Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Here is a three for the tie, short. Caught by Hart, out to Towns, to tie, no! Rebound, fought for, loose, Bridges has got it. Clock is ticking, out of bounds. It's Indiana's ball with .2 to go.
Ooh, the five-foot assassin with the roughneck business.
Man, Tyrese Halliburton, the most overrated player in the league. Not what Ed wants to hear there. Man, what a collapse at the end of the game, and it's like, you have to pick yourself up for game two.
Have to. That's a must win, man. You don't want to go 2 and travel to Indiana.
You know, can I tell you what was weird about this? And so yesterday I was talking about, I had the Knicks in my top five plays and then I took them out. It's still a play for me. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But like, I was seeing the way that the money was coming in and the line wasn't budging. And I'm going, this feels a little weird to me that we're not moving this line at all. And they're telling us that's how close the Pacers and Knicks are. Because if you watch these teams during the season, you probably wouldn't think these teams were close. The Pacers have gotten hot. They started to look like they did last year when they were playing in the tournament at the beginning of the year. But this is this is one of those collapses that where you could see things go awry really quick and fall apart because you're up 9 points with 50 seconds left. You're up 14 points with 2 minutes left. If you're going, how, Sway?
17 with 6. It just went down, down, down.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Terrible.
Oh. Not like me to rub it in. You want to talk about the Jets instead?
No.
Oh.
No. I mean, it's terrible. It's one game. I mean, you know, I still think they win the series, but there's such a history with the Pacers. Although the Knicks have beaten them, even with the Reggie Miller one, when, was it 8 points in 9 seconds? It was. They won that series, but they came back and won the next game. But like,
it makes me wonder too, like looking at the way that this game unfolded, because we've talked about this before, seeing some of the collapses, and you're wondering, like watching it in real time, you're going, there's no way, right? This isn't happening. And then it happens and you go, how did that happen? I watched the whole thing and I still don't know how it happened.
I went to sleep. I couldn't tell you. I was so tired. It was getting really late. And I'm like, I gotta get up in like 5 hours. I gotta get a, go to bed. I go to bed and they've got the game in hand. I wake up, I go to my phone, but I'm like, what?
If the Knicks and Pacers played at all this year, and they did, their games were at 7 o'clock. Their games were all at 7 o'clock. This is an hour later for the TV purposes. We all get it, but it sucks for us on the East Coast that trying to wait up, especially when you're doing a morning show, because as I said before, every once in a while you make business decisions. Every once in a while you come in tired. It's just how it goes. Let me ask you this though, Ed, like seeing that the way they played and faltering down the stretch, you mentioned Jalen Brunson, the guy has 43 points and people want to talk about the late turnover.
He also airballed a three.
When you play like he, if you're going to pick apart what this guy does, but he's the reason they are there where they are.
He certainly is.
Heart and soul of that entire unit.
Yeah.
And most point guards are, or unless you have, you know, a star wing that can be a point guard, you know, LeBron James, a Kevin Durant, you got an Anthony Edwards, a Giannis, these, I'm not calling them point guards, but they handle the ball. They don't need somebody to get them the ball to take over a game. They'll just take it and go play point, you know? But this is something, too, where watching it now, we go to the Thunder series, and now people are going, man, I'd love to see this matchup. I think any matchup we get is going to be fine in the championship. I love the fact that it's going to be new blood either way. And even the Knicks being new, it's been so long since they've done anything in this league. So long.
And the last time they have, it was against the Pacers.
It's so funny.
That's what, they've had, 94-95? Is that the years they...
I would say so because the Knicks went to the championship and lost to the Rockets, right?
I gotta look this up.
Was that it wasn't the O.J. Simpson year, was it? Yeah, it was. Knicks and the Rockets.
Yeah.
I think they were playing during the O.J. Simpson car chase. I believe. I mean, wasn't that in the documentary? Am I wrong on that? Because I know...
The Knicks and Pacers played in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2000.
Knicks and Rockets. We're talking about the last time they met... I have to look at the 90s. Anyway, I want to bring up this other point. We can check that out in a second.
You were there.
What?
You were there in the 90s. I was four.
No, I'm asking. I think I remembered it, right? I don't know. I have a hard time remembering stuff from yesterday. The point is, like, going back to some of the other things that were said, we had the MVP leak out early. Shams, how does this happen? You guys have it set up to know who the MVP is, and then the best reporter in all of basketball gets the info and releases it 4 hours before you guys do.
Yeah.
And then Mike Malone, former Nuggets coach, remember he was fired this year, he won a championship with them, came out and said that's why SGA, after his game last night, won the MVP award, or two nights ago. And then former Denver Nuggets head coach, George Karl, came out and said, well, at least one former Nuggets coach knows who the MVP was this year, talking about Jokic. Mm-hmm. It is so strange that we've got, like, there's so much just squabble happening back and forth between former coaches, players.
Squabble up.
Squabbling. Bah, 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 bah. And that's what goes on all the time, like all this trash talking. And now that we're at this point of the season, everything's under a microscope, and it's going to be fun to watch. Like, the next things that everybody's looking for is, hey, is Giannis going to get traded while the playoffs are going on? Where does he end up? Because he's going to get traded in the offseason. It's just going to happen.
I was right, by the way. It was 94. They beat Indiana in the conference final, 4-3. Took them to game seven. They won the first two, lost the next three, won the last two.
So that is the year they lost to the Rockets in the finals.
The NBA finals.
Yeah. Because that's the last time I remember, like, I do remember all the battles in the Eastern Conference finals. Joe's talking about Rick Smith.
That also went to seven games.
Anyway, so we're going to get into more of that, but like we have the Thunder series coming up as well. Do you have any concern there? Do you feel like it's going to be the Thunder?
Oh, I think the Thunder win it all. Who they face.
They can switch on, like the Knicks can switch on everything, right? Mm-hmm. The difference is the Thunder can do it and then go to their deep bench and then get their guys rest so they come back in fresh, where the Knicks are going to be playing 40 some minutes every damn night.
Every one of them.
Because they don't have a great bench. So,
I don't think Thibodeau cares anyway.
No.
If you had a bench, I think they'd play 40-something
minutes. You'll sleep when you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.